Well, welcome to Local Matters. We are talking today to a special guest, Odell Braswell, and we're going to be talking about an education matter, but it's hunter education today. And Odell, I think most of the people here in the Upper Cumberland know you, but you've been at Cumberland Toyota for a long time, but you've now moved to American Way Real Estate. So
absolutely.
Tell everybody a little bit about your background.
Hey, you know, folks, we started out in the Cookeville area with Odell's Outdoorsman back in 82. Had a successful archery and gun shop. We hooked people up with rods and reels and guns and bows. And now then all the good Toyota cars for so many years. But the whole time we've helped WCTE with hunter education, supported public television, and trained up young people and passed on their knowledge to thousands of people.
Yeah, you've been sort of a television star in the local area for
about 15 years there. But, hey, you know, it's all about the people in the wounded warrior hunts that we were able to participate in at Camp Discovery. A lot of people watched those at that time. And, you know, we got as much from meeting those troops as they got out of us sharing things with them.
Yeah, I went on a couple of those hunts, and it was fun to host those honorees.
Yeah, and Brother Bob, you was one that, you know, you offered your land, your lease, to let these hunters come in and save a certain part of that farm so that they had a good hunt.
Yeah, and it's fun to watch them.
Hey, it's fun. The Lord blessed us. We always killed about half as many deer as success stories, and the others, most of them missed, and we had a great kangaroo court when they missed.
It's just as much fun when they miss.
And, yep, it is.
Yeah. Well, I know it's we're looking forward to springtime here in the Upper Cumberland, and springtime's a good time to talk about hunter education for parents and grandparents wanting to get their young folks into hunting this year. So talk a little bit about Tennessee's hunter education safety program.
You know, right before the state right now, we have a right to carry law, as a Second Amendment allows to. So I recommend everyone take a hunter safety course before they take their gun course. And the reason is it makes you familiar. You know, you may never want to harvest an animal to eat or harvest an animal at all. And I know you don't want to shoot anybody, but the education of that is something that makes you familiar with it. It's a gun's a tool. And so once you know everything about it, then you're going to handle it in a safe manner. But hunter education is required in the state of Tennessee for anyone born after January 1, 1969.
So that includes me.
That includes you.
Actually, it doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't include
long time
you
before that.
But what it also includes, now that's for the state of Tennessee, but if you go in a reciprocal state anywhere in the United States, you have to have a hunter education. So if you want to go elk hunting, you want to go to Alaska, you have to have that.
And they respect Tennessee's hunter education,
right,
don't they?
As long as you've got one from your state, everybody will respect that, and it's reciprocal to that state, even if it's Alaska or Colorado or someplace like that, because it's a similar educational program.
And you do learn a lot about handling a firearm and being in the woods.
And the good thing about it now, with all our social media tools, we can take it online, and you can sit there with and the ages for the hunter education is 9 years old to 9 years old and older. And that also comes back to the juvenile side of hunting in the state, and that's from 6 years old until 16. So when we talk about later in the show about different hunts, juvenile hunts that's going on, that's 6 years old to 9 years old. But on this particular, that's a call right there about a boy's wanting to go on a turkey hunt. But that's a situation where that you need to train these kids up. Now, 6 to 9, they can just go because they're not really capable of taking a 100 question test and learning.
Yeah.
So you can go with them. And I might mention, since the season starts here in a couple of weeks, if you cannot take that class, or for you deer hunters, remember there is an apprentice license that you can buy. I think it's $11, which lets you take somebody that comes with you, and it may be a 40-year-old brother-in-law or nephew, to get them, you know, accustomed to the woods and watch you share and teach and learn the tradition of hunting in a safe and proper way. But you can go by buying that license along with the stamps that's required.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Well, that's good. And right. And I'm glad Tennessee's as proactive as we are on Hunter Ed, and especially for young folks, it's a great way to get them excited about outdoors and about hunting.
Sure, and it's a great sport. I might mention Crossville now has one of the most advanced sporting clays and shooting locations. Some of the boys up there, James Wartenbarger, who's Jake's day for NWTF, got started with his son, and they were walk-ons in a college, and ended up, one of them ended up third in the United States. Wow. From the little junior college, I think Roan State. Is that junior college?
Up in that
That's
area.
Who they shot with, and they made a statement to the people that were on scholarships for skeet shooting or trap shooting.
That's super.
And it's a great place. You can go up there and shoot any type of weapon, 1,000-yard guns, pistols, and it's a new facility, several million-dollar facility in Crossville.
We'll talk about that.
That's a whole show by itself.
We'll talk more about that too. But let's talk about turkey hunting.
Okay.
It's springtime, and the gobbles are in the air a little bit.
They are.
Talk about the upcoming turkey season. What are you hearing?
Yeah, Tennessee has done an unbelievable job at bringing turkeys back. I was with the first Gary Black at Turn Loose Turkeys in Jackson County in 1982. And from that little release of 8 or 10, Brooks has been on Cordell Hull, they spread all over Jackson County. And then they started trapping those and spreading out, and then we had a season. So it's great. It climaxed in 2011, where we had so many turkeys here, there, and the other places.
We did. Yeah. We did indeed.
And I don't remember what year, Bob. Me and you hunted the first hunt went on, and I don't know. Do you remember what year it was?
No, I do not.
Okay. But
probably
anyway.
Probably about 2001 or 2002.
It may have been. I know you was excited when you took your first bird.
It was a remarkable
Yeah. When they gobble all the time, it brings the hair. Right now, I've got the hair coming up the back of my neck just thinking about it.
That.
But turkey season, spring of the year, it is God's best meat he's put on earth is a wild turkey. And it doesn't taste like old Thanksgiving turkey that's been grown fast and under lights and old feed. Anyway, it's a great table food. And like I said, in my opinion, it's best that God's put on earth. I always say the pilgrims had it rough, but boy, they didn't have it rough about what they're eating if they ate as many turkeys as we were led to believe as kids.
And part of the education on turkey hunting is just not handling the gun and being patient, but it's also calling them and getting them to come into you.
And they have the eyesight better than an eagle, I think.
They do. I agree.
And but it's a great sport. And for years, a lot of people never killed a turkey, hunt 4 or 5 years. But I will give the advice that you can be a part of NWTF, National Wild Turkey Federation. They just had a couple of weeks ago their national convention at Opryland. They've been doing it there. And you can go down there and talk to a lot of the callers and the companies and the TV stars that you see. But be a part of NWTF. And what they do, last year, they helped purchase 6,000 to 8,000 acres of land in Tennessee for everyone's enjoyment. Supply the future of places that anyone can go and hunt, public land. And right here close to us, within 20 miles, is Del Hollow Lake, Corps of Engineers. The whole shoreline is open. Is Cordell Hull, which has a couple of refuges that's a little bit that you need to find out that's not, but thousands of acres. And then Center Hill, the whole shoreline of Center Hill, except where there's campgrounds and that kind of thing, it's public land. And if you've got a boat, you just pull up to the back of a holler, and then if you shoot one, he always comes back to you, come downhill. anyway, there's a lot of opportunities, and there's a lot of us and Mr. Bob, with all his influence with Tennessee Tech in the past, you can influence others. The bass team at Tech. I was That's helping great, them raise the first money they ever raised, about $4,000 on Del Hollow for a tournament. And that has gone to now we've got great success, a lot of
those
pros.
Those guys have done super.
Yeah, they've become pros.
Those men and women have done super.
So yeah, that was awesome.
Well, this is Local Matters. We're talking to Odell Braswell, and we're talking about hunter education and about the seasons of the hunting season. So, Odell, you mentioned NWTF, and they're associated with a lot of things. There's a youth turkey hunt. There's the wheeling
sportsman.
Yep. Talk about those programs.
Okay. The youth turkey hunt, which is coming up March 28th. There'll be a weekend before the adults take to the field to give them the best chance. You know, after everybody's hunted for a week and called them and them turkeys get wise, we like to give the youth the first chance. So March 28th, there is a youth hunt in Jackson County. It's sponsored by the Cordell Hull Longspurs and the Plateau Longbeards. Now, I've been a part of the Plateau Longbeards in Crossville. Great group of men. And I know at least 12 years ago, we started the Wheeling Sportsman event, or NWTF did, and then we all got behind it. And the Wheeling Sportsman, it really means for wheelchair, okay? But we take all types of handicaps. If they've lost a leg, if they're 12 years old or 8 years old, we've had kids that's in wheelchairs from their birth, but we've taken them and they've been able to kill a turkey or kill deer.
Or just get in the outdoors.
Or just get out, you know, get out there. And most of them come for the camaraderie.
This is Local Matters. We are talking to Odell Braswell about hunter education, and we will be right back after a short break.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Well, welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to Odell Braswell, and we're talking about hunter education and outdoor education. And Odell, part of the education right now, it seems to me, is to help hunters understand some things about deer seasons and turkey seasons. And the turkey population has actually peaked and now is coming off
in
Tennessee,
it is. You know, and during the break, we just can't talk about it enough. And, you know, my daddy lived to be 100. And one of his things was, if it's worth knowing, it's worth teaching. I urge everyone out there to get close to somebody that knows the type of things you want to do, whether it's fishing or hunting. But, yes, the seasons are set because you may want to be a wildlife officer. That's what I got my degree with from UT. And Tech has a great program in wildlife management, maybe the best one.
Of course it's the best one.
Yeah, Tennessee Tech. But anyway, it's been a rival. All my other siblings,
absolutely,
three of them, they all went to Tennessee Tech and graduated, and I was a UT boy, and I don't really know how I ended up there. But anyway, but the seasons, you know, are there for a reason. Like the gobbler season, you can kill only the male turkey. And you're not going to hurt the population because he can get around and take care of all the hens. But, yeah, it has decreased because we're now have maximized the population. They were stocking a lot, and it built up. And then we have predators that controls it. One of the best predators is a bobcat, because not only does he hunt turkeys, he hunts you that sound like a turkey. And Willard Gore here in town.
Yes,
Willard
won't
mind me mentioning Willard. Willard was the head of the school department there.
And that happened in Illinois, didn't it?
I'm not sure, but
a turkey
jumped him. It landed on his hat, and he just luckily.
A bobcat hit him.
A full-grown one. And, of course, he threw him off. I mean, luckily he had him a Vietnam big wide hat, so he didn't get lose eye, but boy, it eat his head up.
He was scratched up.
Yeah, he was scratched up.
I talked with him soon after that. So
you
do have to stay alert.
Yeah, you need to learn alert. And then education about when you turkey hunt, you're hunting in close quarters. You're hunting with a shotgun. Bob, you've got white hair. I told one of the head of the NWTF in the state of Tennessee one time, he had white hair showing out the back of his hat.
Uh-huh.
And I mentioned it to him. I said, hey, I had a fellow I was hunting with, and I thought it was a deer. Cracked the limb, and I was with a bow, and I knew we was going to meet. But when I saw that white out from under his cap, now this is for you that are white-headed, then I drew my bow and waited for him to step out behind a tree. Of course, he was in full camouflage, but I saw it was a man and it was him. I told the NWTF about it, and it unfortunately, he was shot that year. Same situation with a hunter that wasn't very ethical. He just was going to the sound. He was just going to the sound of the turkey. And so there's danger about turkey hunting. But anyway, we could shoot two shot then. And he had a 2x6. The six is just entered his skin, but the twos went into his brain because he was on the ground. And that white hair on the back of his head is what the hunter saw. Turkey's head turns just as white, and it's exciting. But it's something that we mentioned to everyone. We want to say it. And every time I see somebody that their hair is a little white, I always mention it. They need to be careful in deer season and everything
else. I wear camo masks all the way over my head.
Absolutely. Yep. But, you know, these seasons are there, so you plan on them. And in turkey hunting, and we'll move on to some deer season, frog season, whatever. But in turkey hunting, I'm going to tell you, you scout 3 days to hunt 30 minutes. Yeah. You spend three days scouting before opening day, find the birds, find out where they're flying down to, and just get in that area. And you sit it out. And, of course, in nature, the hen comes to the gobbler every time. Every time. So if that gobbler's on the roost, and I've witnessed this, opening day of Standing Stone Park, big gobbler's in a big hackberry, and there was 8 or 10 hens flew into him on that limb. And he was able to breed one on in the tree. So they come to him. Now we're reversing that. So when he gets on the ground, we're calling him in. And that's sort of against nature, but if it's a pretty girl across the block, we're going to cross the street to meet her.
It worked for most of us guys.
It
seems to work for the turkeys too.
But it's a great, it's so exciting when you hear that gobble and they answer to your call. And of course you need to study. And now my son-in-law learned to duck hunt, learned to call ducks with nobody else. He knew how to call when we first went hunting off of YouTube or
the
internet.
That's where I learned to call turkeys.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you can learn turkeys, and any way you can learn, that's great. It doesn't matter if it's on a YouTube or it's on a TV show. Learn, practice, but do your homework and get out there and scout.
Amen. Well, let's talk for a minute. This is Local Matters. We're
Absolutely.
Talking to Odell Braswell. Let's talk for a minute about last year's deer season.
Okay.
How's the deer population doing in Tennessee?
Well, good and bad because we're losing hunters for those that are listening. You know, we've got a generation of not necessarily just the millennials where the parents have worked so hard. Now, they hunted, mine and your age, I'm 66. We hunted, but then we had to have several years of making a living and feeding our families. And so we worked. Well, that didn't leave us to teach our sons or our daughters that. But for those that know how important it is, then we did. And so that generation now really don't have the desire. They play golf, and that's okay. They play golf or they go boating or they ride four wheelers and all that's fun. And you're out in the natures and that's all. Go on the Eagle Watch. That's great. Yep. Clean up Del Hollow, clean up Center Hill. Great time to be with other people.
But we're seeing less hunters.
So, and the state went to very similar to Kentucky where you can only take 2 bucks. And so when you can only take 2, when I had my archer shop, and of course you had to shoot them in, I'd kill 19 that season. Because it was legal. 21 was the total limit.
Wow.
You went everywhere. And a buddy of mine, he's got the record for the state that I started shooting archery with in tournaments, and he killed 21. So that's the most I know of that you could take legally in 1 year. Now, I think that's changed too, because now we have 4 a day in Smith County that you can take a doe and
Macon
things
County,
like that.
Yeah, this
Macon
unit
County. But we're getting a whole lot better deer and quality by giving them age. And that's something Kentucky does. I bought 49 acres up there in the middle of 2000, and the deer that I killed, I knew he's been there 5 years, but he's weighs nearly 300 pound on the hoof and dressed over 200 pound. And then, he had just a monster 8-point. And that's the first time that I've really hunted a big deer. This is great. There, you know, you got trail cameras, all of you got trail cameras, sure. And you got cameras at your house and cameras when you do your door beam. Listen, there is a trail camera called a spy point. Academy's got them outdoor. Everybody's got them. You can order them online, SpyPoint. And when that camera is there, you see bobcats, coyotes, deer, turkeys. The instant that it goes off, your little phone goes ding. And I've got a partner, I won't name his name, but Larry Brown, he'll leave his customer to go look while he's talking to somebody. It is crazy. But listen, it's great because this big deer that I was fortunate to take, we got him 6 weeks before. We got him in bow season, and I didn't hunt bow. Well, I did hunt, but it's later, almost gun season because of my health. I had a little battle with cancer, and I won. And anybody out there needs to talk about that, you let me know, because everybody prayed for me, and we're praying for anybody that has had the cancer. And I'll say this for my boss, Lanny Dunn. He has helped Sarah Cannon because of Miss Paula so many times. So, you know, and that's a good example. When you love something, you're a big part of it. We love the outdoors. We love young people. We love sharing what Amen. We know and teaching them. That's right. Amen. And but that spy point, you need to check that out. Because
that sounds like a right now, big piece of technology.
Yeah, well, there's been two or three on my camera since we've been sitting here where deer have walked through. So
how about
anyway,
that?
But anyway, that's something that's great.
Well, let's talk briefly about chronic wasting and what you're hearing about it in
chronic
the state.
Waste disease. And, of course, I've got a background in wildlife fisheries. But in West Tennessee, we heard of mad cow disease. And we had problems when we actually stocked elk into Tennessee up at the Blue Ridge Mountain. I was there that day, filmed it. It was awesome. But those animals will have a disease at times that is stored in the brain. Okay, I don't know the whole life cycle of the CWD, but it does transmit from animal to animal or some other way. Some of the wildlife officers
are not sure which
way it really goes and how much difference it makes. But this state and Kentucky and all our other states now has a new law that says you cannot transfer a deer with its hide and horn on from state to state. Okay, you can't bring bone, which would be the skull. You can't bring bone back in the state. So if you kill a deer in Kentucky, you debone it or you take it to a processor up there. They'll debone it, give you the meat, or go ahead and put it in summer sausage or what you want to do. And then they'll cut the skull off and boil it and clean it and then give it to you. And you can go have it mounted anywhere. Or probably it's less expensive to just have some good taxidermy in the state you go to just mount it. And, you know, give you the meat and you can fix it yourself.
But it states is serious. Are getting serious about this state-to-state transfer.
Yeah, and it's the big fines. It's been that way out west, Colorado, Wyoming. They don't want that stuff crossing if they're the state that has the disease.
Right. And we're that way in Tennessee.
Yeah, we've got it, especially western. I don't think we've had any cases maybe east of the Tennessee River, but I'm not sure.
No, I think last I saw, everything was west of the Tennessee River, and generally southwest,
down towards the Memphis area. And they did management things. Kill every deer you see in a certain area because they want to knock it back and hopefully eliminate it. I just don't know. I don't have the information to know if that's possible.
Well, it's coming, and it's not something, I mean, in Illinois and in the Midwest, they've had it for decades now.
Yeah.
So it's going to happen in Tennessee. And
you know, I think it may have something to do with age, of the age of the deer.
It could.
Of course, we've had gnat fever. We had blue tongue.
Right.
And when I was in school in 74, I went around Cage Cove in the Loop.
Yeah.
And we picked up 87 deer that had died.
Wow.
Now, they could have stopped that by letting some archers hunt and have a one-weekend hunt. And, of course, they are sort of like pets. But if we would have taken them, Hunter for the Hungries is, that's a great program where hunters that don't consume the deer meat, they donate that money, and it all goes to people that will utilize it. And so that's a great program. That could have been, happened then, but since it's federal, they would not let us, you know, have a hunting season in the park. The first weekend of June, plan for Free Fishing Day.
All right.
And they're everywhere in Cookeville, Pea Ridge and Smithville, Crossville. They have lakes or ponds that the state keep the fish off feed, and they put catfish in there, and you can catch all you want. And you can see them little 2-year-old, 3-year-olds backing up, trying to get a big catfish in. You need to go Cane Creek and, Tennessee Tech, the wildlife program out there, Wildlife Society.
Yep. It's exciting to get those kids out to do that.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Odell, for being with us, and we'll have you back for another Outdoor Matters on Local Matters.
Yeah, always glad to pass it on. Appreciate you.
Thanks.